time now for Ask the Expert. I want to welcome in my guest today, Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Hello, Don. Good to see you.
Hello, Joey. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Well, Veterans Day, Don, is coming up tomorrow, and you have Evergreen has some things going on. So, Don, let's start out. I'll ask you this. How does Evergreen Memorial Trust Properties observe Veterans Day?
Absolutely. Well, we observe Veterans Day with flags, ceremony, and remembrance and acknowledgement. Armistice Day is what Veterans Day used to be known as. It celebrated or observed the end of World War I, the 11th month, 11th day at the 11th hour. And tomorrow we're going to be having a ceremony at 11 a.m., the Joshua Chamber of the Chapter of the Sons of the Union Veterans of the Civil War are going to be performing a ceremony at 11 a.m. in a moment of silence at our Union soldier Captain Day's grave. So everyone's invited to come to Evergreen Burial Park at 11 tomorrow. But with the flags, we've been putting flags out on veterans' graves for years, and the VFW and the DAV Chapter 3 and the AMVETS came to Evergreen yesterday and placed flags, and Thrasher Boy Scout Troop 235 put flags at Mountain View Cemetery, and Scout Troop 129 in Rocky Mount place flags in Boone's Mill at Mountain View Memorial Park. We're very appreciative of their efforts, and we thank them all.
Speaking with Don Wilson at Evergreen Memorial Trust this morning, Don, who are some of the notable veterans buried in Evergreen Memorial Trust properties you could tell us about?
Well, we have some. We have veterans all the way back to the Civil War, the Spanish-American War, rather, and World War I, all the way up through Vietnam. Terry Plunk is buried in Vinton at Mountain View Cemetery. He was killed in Desert Storm. But we've got a number of notable veterans that are buried, including D-Day casualties. But, you know, on Veterans Day, we also like to acknowledge the veterans that are with us that are living. And I want to acknowledge friends of mine, the cemetery Suddy Economy, who's been a real vocal proponent for the veterans. Lee Anthony, who has made arrangements for some flyovers. And a real dear friend, Dan Carnes, who helps returning vets over at the VA hospital. My dad's a veteran, my nephew Brandon. I want to acknowledge them. And I have a staff member, Steve Haldren, who's Marines, and he's on our staff over at Mountain View Cemetery in Vinton.
All right. Now, Don, as we close out today, if you would tell us about some of the special benefits that veterans receive from Evergreen Memorial Trust.
Well, the first thing that veterans receive from us at Evergreen Memorial Trust is respect. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate and acknowledge all of the veterans, you know, past, present, and future, and we bless them and thank them for what their service has been. We offer a veteran section in Boone's Mill and with an avenue of flags at Mountain View Memorial Park. And if you have a veteran that's buried that doesn't maybe have the veteran's marker, contact us and we'll help make arrangements to get the free medallion from the VA that can go to veterans with their discharge paper.
And Don, what's the best way now for our listeners to reach out to you?
Sure, Joey. Reach us on the web at evergreenmemorialtrust.com or call 342-2593.
Okay, evergreenmemorialtrust.com. And this has been another installment of Ask the Expert. This morning, I want to thank my guest, Don Wilson, with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Good to see you, Don, and we'll chat again in a couple weeks.
Thanks, Joey.
This has been Ask the Expert this morning, WFIR.